We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, y'all have come a long way. I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are. Hey.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning,
that's good.
You guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today? Get your
ass up. All right. Good morning, USA. Yeah.
I thought y'all had a drop.
Yo, couldn't find a drop. What up, Yeezy?
What up, DJ Envy?
It's Monday! Back to the work week. Good morning!
Yes, I feel like I've been gone forever.
Yeah, you were gone this whole weekend, right?
I've been out of town since Tuesday. So
where you been at?
Well, Tuesday, I was at the National Association of Broadcasters. You know, they had their Heroes event where they were giving out awards to all the media outlets that do great community service things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was giving out an award there. And then I went to Atlanta where I was filming with Jennifer Williams. She had her whole situation with the scammer. So we do have a documentary coming that's all about this guy who scammed her out of her Range Rover, as well as scamming multiple other people.
Wow.
His own family members. And then I was in Orlando for an event that I had with my girl Koya. From 104.5 in Orlando. So it was for all women. It was called Risky. And it was about HIV awareness.
Okay.
So, again. And I want to shout out to my guy, okay, Chef Gerald Sombright from Knife and Spoon in Orlando. He got a Michelin star.
Nice.
Which is a huge deal at the restaurant there.
Absolutely.
Yes. I think he's the only black chef with a male chef with a Michelin star. So that's a huge deal. It was like a party. He was like, I never do this, but I'm ready to pop a bottle. And I happen to be in Orlando, so we popped a bottle.
That's what it is. Congratulations to him. Now, I know if you've been traveling, I don't know what's been going on, but planes have been canceling, flights have been delayed. I was stuck in Detroit this weekend for like 7-8 hours trying to get back home.
I was stuck in Orlando.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the weather, or I don't know if it's the weather or the airports or the airlines. I don't know, but it's been crazy out there. It's been a crazy week, and we got a lot to talk about this weekend. Of course, Governor's Ball was over the weekend, which is a huge festival. Roddy Ricch didn't make it, and then he was released, so we'll talk about that. Also, there was a lot of boxing over the weekend. Benzino fought, Black China fought, Edgar Belanga fought, and then the finals on Friday. Summer Jam was over the weekend. It was a lot going on over the weekend. We're going to break it down, all right?
All right.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page.
And the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
And the Puerto Rican Day Parade. How can I forget that? There was so much going on all weekend long, so crazy weekend.
And the finals.
I said the finals. That was Friday. Oh. Yeah, and that happens again tonight. All right. Well, let's get into some front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about this bipartisan deal. A bipartisan group of senators have an agreement on principle for gun safety legislation. It's not everything at all, nowhere near what we all would, I think what the people really kind of need. But we'll tell you what's in it and what's not.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I just told P this really was like his nightmare, man. They don't want to see little baby with the Barbie.
Let's get in some front page news. Now tonight, Warriors Boston is tied 2-2. They play at 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's been great games, man. It's been a great series so far, so I'm excited about it. Now what else you got, Yeezy?
All right. Well, this is a huge deal because this is something that has not happened in 30 years. It's been just at a stonewall. But a bipartisan group of senators unveiled an agreement for gun safety legislation just yesterday. This was breaking news. So there's an overview of a forthcoming package of reforms. Now, I'll tell you what is included in the agreement, and then I'll tell you what's not. Mm-hmm. There's red flag laws. So that's one of the most significant pieces of what they have in here. That's aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of those people who pose a threat to themselves or others. So that does require significant funding to have these red flag laws. But 19 states already have them. So they would also be eligible for funding to improve the effectiveness of those programs. Mental health and telehealth investment. So that's to increase access to mental health and suicide prevention programs and other support services available in the community. And closing the so-called boyfriend loophole. That will address the so-called loophole, which deals with whether unmarried partners could keep guns if they were found guilty of violence against a dating partner. So earlier this year, Senate negotiators involved in the Violence Against Women Act dropped that provision because of objections from the NRA, and that was a huge blow to Democrats. But now they're saying at least 10 Republicans are willing to go against the NRA on an issue where they have a long-held position. So currently, only a person who's been married to, lived with, or had a child with a partner they've been convicted of abusing are blocked from having a gun. But that means if you were in a serious dating relationship and convicted of domestic violence, you would now no longer be eligible to own a gun. All right. Enhanced review process for buyers under 21. So that means there's a review process for people between 18 and 21 who go to buy a gun, like an AR-15, under a background check review. They'll have to contact state and local law enforcement to search for any disqualifying mental health or juvenile records. Clarifying the definition of a federally licensed firearm dealer. So they said that's still being debated as far as the provisions and the language in that, but it would require more firearm sellers who are proven to be engaged in the business of selling firearms to be put on notice. They need to register to become federally licensed firearm dealers, because that means those dealers would have to conduct background checks under federal law. Also, school security resources. And this legislation would discuss, obviously, school security, providing money to help institute safety measures in and around primary and secondary schools. Now, what they did leave out is expanded background checks for all firearm sales or transfers in the country. So right now, background checks are not required for gun sales and transfers by unlicensed and private sellers. So that's not in here. Assault weapons ban. So there's no federal ban on military-style assault weapons, and that's another measure Democrats have been pushing. Higher minimum age of purchase. So they have not included a change to the age at which a person needs to be. So they wanted to raise it from 18 to 21. That's not in here either. Now, here is Senator Coons talking about this gun legislation.
There's been attempt after attempt to pass a broader, stronger provision, such as you just described. The House just sent over to us a broader and stronger bill that I and I think every Democrat in our group would have supported, although I don't speak for all of them, something that would have gotten the support of the majority of Democrats. It was critically helpful to have Senator Cornyn, a member of the Judiciary Committee, a tough on crime conservative Republican, making it clear what was possible and what might get more than 10 Republican Senate votes. Because frankly, to come up short in this moment, to deliver literally nothing again, was just too hard a prospect to contemplate.
So right now the proposal has 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans backing it. And that's crucial because you need the 60 votes to pass the Senate.
All right. Well, I mean, it sounds great. It sounds wonderful. Hopefully we can pass it so they can actually put this into play. But I feel like, you know, we've been on this radio, what, 12 years? Something like that, 11 years. And I feel like we've been talking about this for the last 11 years. So
well, they've been trying to get something done for 30 years and it hasn't happened. So this is the first time that they've had 10 Republicans on board that are actually willing to vote for this bill. So that's a huge deal.
Yeah, because it's I feel like every other day we talk about a different mass shooting. So hopefully we get this passed and hopefully it cuts down some of this
gun
violence.
And it shows you how public pressure can really make things happen, because mm-hmm. the people really want and need some type of legislation that is gonna help. So there you have it.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Let us know how your weekend was, what you did, what you didn't do, what you wanted to do, what you couldn't do, whatever it may be. You had a great weekend. Spread some positivity. If not, well, you can vent. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, you guys. It's Miss B, the concert lady. I have no voice because I was at Gulf Ball all weekend working.
How was Gulf Ball?
I hear your voice.
My daughter wanted to go.
Oh, my God, Angela. I can never catch you all three, but it's okay. So we raise money, and we are volunteers. We raise money for the New York Urban League. Two things that scared the heck out of me is something like an Astro World. But what they did was, instead of having four stages, they had three to make more room for all the kids to walk around. Another thing that scared me, guys, was I thought there were going to be a riot because first Amigos canceled, then Lil Wayne canceled, and thank God for ASAP Ferg that came and saved the day.
Oh, I didn't know Lil Wayne canceled,
Yeah, Wayne canceled. They said he had plane troubles
Wayne
getting
canceled.
In.
Wow.
And then we hear about Rowdy Rich. That was insane. So I was scared that they were going to incite a riot because I had over 100 volunteers coming to help me sell beverages so we can raise money for the New York Urban League. But get this, Envy, and you can help me. I must have collected over 150 fake IDs. These kids don't get it. Our POS systems scan the IDs and we can tell that they're fake.
Yeah.
Have your kids ever encountered this? Please, kids, stop with the fake IDs.
It's not going to stop. See, what happens is these kids can order it from overseas. They send you two. And a lot of the IDs now, they can actually scan the barcode. So a lot of these kids are getting through, because you think about it, you know, they're 20 years old or 19, they go to college and they're trying to get to, you know, Governor's Ball or the bars or the clubs. They're trying to get some liquor. And it is what it is. That's what kids do, you know.
Oh, my God. And some of them are so brazen. When we take them, because we have to confiscate them, they're like, oh, you can keep it. I have three more. I'm like, well, you won't be being sold at my booth.
Nah, because when you buy them,
money from our kids.
When you buy the IDs, they buy them in twos or threes. So it's not just one. That's why.
Somebody made a killing with these, but I am so grateful. I pray to the gods above that it wasn't any craziness going on. GovBall was a huge success. Next stop, Let's Be Free with Missy Elliott. Thank you, guys. I love you. Keep doing amazing work. Miss B, the concert lady.
Have a good week, Miss B. Hello, who's this?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, what up? What up, bro? What's your name?
What up, man? This is Cam.
Cam, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I just want to spread some positivity, man, spread some good energy to all my people out here. I'm from Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida.
Duval!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a truck driver, too, man, so I just want to spread some good love to all my fellow truck drivers out here getting it, man, trying to make a living.
All right. Shout out to all the truck drivers out there. I mean, ever since I've been doing the car shows and I've been transporting my my vehicles to different states. I got a new respect for you truck drivers out there, man. Y'all got to go through hell, rain, sleet, snow, crazy drivers, slow drivers, fast drivers, the police. Then you got to weigh the cars. Y'all got a lot to go through. So I support y'all and salute all the truck drivers out there.
Yes, sir. We ain't earning. The wheels ain't turning.
That's right. Where you ever
go?
Yes, sir.
One more thing, man.
What's up?
Hey, look, I had tickets to your car show in Houston this weekend for Father's Day. Me and my baby girl was going to go. But something else came up, and my baby girl can't go, so I ended up giving my tickets away to one of my friends so he could take his son. You think you could hook me up with tickets to Atlantic City?
I got you.
Yes, sir. Hey, I love it. I ain't never been to Atlantic City. I always wanted to go. And
oh, I was just there.
Go.
You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, you're going to have so much fun. All right, you stay on the line, and I'll get your information. But, yeah, absolutely, positively.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Yee. Hey, Yee. What's up, Yee?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, man, you be out here traveling, man. You be careful out here, man. All this craziness going on. We need Yee around.
There you go.
I'll be careful. Thank you.
Hold on, all right?
Most definitely. Hey, man, but y'all have a good day.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I got to get your information. How am I going to get you the tickets? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My bad.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. And yes, this Sunday, Father's Day weekend, is my car show in Houston. So if you're around Houston or you could travel, make the trip for Father's Day. Can't wait to see you guys. All right, get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kiana. Hi, Breakfast Club.
Hey,
what up, Kiki? Good morning. Get off your chest.
First of all, I'm happy I got through again. I called you guys last week to get my son a shout out. He graduated high school last week, and I forgot to get my daughter a shout out. Yesterday was her birthday. She just turned 12. Taylor, happy birthday. I told you, Mommy, we're going to get through.
Happy birthday.
What you do for a birthday? What you doing for a birthday?
Well, yesterday, my nieces graduated, so we went to their graduation party, but she got money gift cards. She was happy.
Okay, that's all that matters. You know, sometimes it's just the little things that matter. Just make them smile. Well, happy birthday,
and
Mama.
Thank you, and I want to give my last child a shout-out. It's not her birthday, but Tamaya. I just wanted to give you a shout-out, too, so you want to feel no type of way.
Hold on.
You can't be forgetting kids with the shout-outs.
I know. I was just so excited about my son last week. My oldest daughter is 16. Her birthday's 9th of September, so I'll be calling back in September to give her a birthday.
Okay, so all the kids got a shout-out now.
All the kids got a shout-out now.
All the kids got a shout-out right now.
We don't want to hear this.
All right, Mama. You have a good one. Have a good week.
Thank you, you too.
All righty now. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Tone calling from Buffalo with my girl Tisha.
Hey, Tone and Tisha.
What's up, Tone and Tisha?
What's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, so go ahead, bro.
So everybody keeps talking about what went down in Buffalo, and they want to pass all of these bills. But what I don't hear anybody talking about is the anti-Black hate crime. And it's crazy to me because when the Asian people were being assaulted, they passed that bill within weeks. And we have literally been being hunted and killed for decades, and nobody does anything about it. And the laws that they try to put in place really don't address the fact that we are literally being targeted for something we have no control over.
Talk about it. White supremacy, absolutely. I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time. Anybody, any other groups gets affected, they pass these bills and these laws immediately. With us, it just seems like it just can never get passed, right?
Yeah, it's like, because they put in, you talked about it, Yee. By the way, we listen to y'all every morning. We love y'all. We're ecstatic as hell about being able to speak to y'all. But Yee, you were saying, they're putting the changes in the bills for domestic violence. Mm-hmm. The guy that killed these 10 people up here in Buffalo, he wasn't committing no domestic violence crimes. He wasn't convicted of that. What's that going to do for white supremacy?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, you saw what happened with these white supremacists in Idaho over the weekend. They arrested a whole bunch of them.
They're just using what happened here as a way to piggyback on all of these bills that they want to put in place, especially with those poor babies down in Texas. Just another way to piggyback these gun laws that they want to put in place, but you're not addressing the real issues that are going on. Like, y'all talking about illegal guns and ghost guns. These people had legally brought firearms. They went through
Absolutely.
All the proper... Like, you're trying to put laws in place to prevent people from doing things mm-hmm. that already do it illegally. Like, if I'm going to go out and get a gun and I'm going to get it illegally, the laws are not going to stop me from going to get my guns illegally. You're not doing anything for these people who legally have these firearms.
Absolutely.
These children are going out hunting at 5 and 6 and know how to sniper. Mm-hmm. You're saying don't teach racism in schools because it makes the non-African-American children feel bad and feel guilty about something they have no control over. So you're breeding a generation of people that don't realize the hurt and anger that has been put in place for generation after generation. And Black kids are still dealing with backlash of being a slave great-great-great-great-grandchild.
You're right. Well, Tisha, you should run for office because I vote for you in a minute. You sound passionate, you sound strong, and I would vote for you in a minute.
Yeah, it's crazy. People run and they say, oh, you know, we're going to make this happen. We're going to pass the George Floyd Justice Policing Act. We're going to do all of these things. And then nothing happens.
You're right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Well, let's start off Monday with some good news, right? Let's do some congratulations in order. We'll tell you about Jennifer Hudson. We'll talk about Tiger Woods, Omarion, and maybe one of your favorite shows on Netflix that just got greenlit for season 2.
All right, we'll get into that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, this is beautiful to see. Floyd Mayweather Jr. was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame yesterday. I feel like this should have been done. But here he is as he's accepting the honor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, boy.
This is unbelievable. This is one of the best days of my life.
Unless somebody taping from the crowd and he's cheering Floyd on and Floyd starts to tear up. But, I mean, it's well-deserved. I don't know how the Boxing Hall of Fame works. I know, like, in basketball, you have to wait a certain number of years before you can be inducted. But it's well deserved to me. He's the greatest boxer, one of the greatest boxers alive that I've ever seen fight, technically, and the way that he's able to dodge and counter. He really, when I say he mastered, yeah, he mastered the essence of boxing. So
now, because absolutely. Of the pandemic, it was the previous two induction ceremonies were postponed. Mm-hmm. So it was a very crowded affair at this one. But Roy Jones Jr., Miguel Cotto, James Toney. Also, female champions Regina Hommage and Holly Holm were part of this year's class. And then the class of 2020 had Hopkins, Sugar Shane Mosley. The class of 2021 had Mayweather, Vladimir Klitschko, Andre Ward. So, yes.
And Floyd's a good person. I've known Floyd a long time when he first started off, when he was Pretty Boy Floyd. And he's a good person, good individual, real helpful. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He takes his body seriously. So it is well deserved.
All right, and Tiger Woods is officially a billionaire. So congratulations to him. He's one of the top-earning athletes in the world. He made over $1.7 billion in salary over the course of his 27-year career, mm-hmm. more than anybody else Forbes has ever tracked. He told reporters, "I understand different viewpoints, but I believe in legacies. I believe in major championships. I believe in big events. Comparisons to historical figures of the past. There's plenty of money out here. The tour is going, but it's just like any other sport. It's like tennis. You have to go out there and earn it." So right now there are three known athlete billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods,
mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan, and LeBron James. So congratulations to him. And he's still playing, by the way. He withdrew from the final round of last month's PGA Championship because of his health, but he has announced his commitment to play in this summer's Open Championship at St. Andrews.
Now, I'm not a golf person, but is Tiger still out there winning? Do we know? I don't know.
He's doing well.
Okay.
He's doing pretty well.
All right. Congratulations
but
to Tiger.
Even just as far as the culture of, like, people, when he did his deal with Nike, that got a lot of people buying his clothes and watching golf. People who never used to watch
Absolutely.
Golf before.
He opened up our community to golf. I mean, you see so many of us golfing now, and a lot of it would say they were influenced by Tiger Woods. Absolutely.
All right. Omarion has a new book coming out on September 13th, and it's called Unbothered, The Power of Choosing Joy.
Mm.
And it explores three sections, spirituality, mental health, and physical wellness. It also has breathing exercises, meditation, yoga, dancing, ancient mantras, and an overall embrace of positivity. He talks about his own personal struggles, and he hopes that this book will promote forgiveness and emotional intelligence.
Yeah, I would say one thing about Omarion. For his life and all that he's been through, the fact that he's still happy and still so positive, I would definitely read that book.
All right, well, here's what he had to say.
Brightest moments and greetings to all. What's up? I know you see it. Yes, I've been working on this. I am so excited to present this to you all, okay? When you're speaking about Omarion now, go ahead and add author to the conversation, okay? Amongst the other hyphens, yes. Unbothered, The Power of Choosing Joy. Joy being the feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Don't we all deserve happiness? Yes, we do. Journal prompts, mantras, breathing exercises. I give up all my keys. I give you all my gems, you know, to help you and further you on your journey to wholeness. It's on the way. Make sure you pre-order it and follow me on all my socials so, you know, y'all can stay updated. As a matter of fact, if y'all can, just go ahead and tell Oprah We're going to start a book club. Put this on her list, okay? Make sure y'all get it. Unbothered. The Power of Choosing Joy.
Now think about Omarion. His ex-wife was dating one of his friends from his group. Then his group was all types of different rumors, and he's still happy and still positive. He wasn't married. Is it dating? Was his baby mother? But still, goodness gracious, he's still positive after all that. I'm definitely reading.
All right, and Jennifer Hudson has become an EGOT, so congratulations to her. That means she has an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and now a Tony. So
nice. Congratulations
to her.
Drop a bomb for her one time. Amazing.
Yes, the Tony Awards were at Radio City Music Hall over the weekend. And so, you know, that's a really esteemed class of people for her to have all of those.
Of course.
And so congratulations. What a big deal for her. Now, some of the people who have EGOTs, you know, John Legend's an EGOT winner.
Yeah.
And so is Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
That's it. Just John Legend.
Well, no, there's other people, but I'm thinking about who you know. Okay. Like, do you know who Jonathan Tunick is?
Or? Yeah, of course.
Who's that?
He's a country singer. I don't know.
I mean, Rita Moreno's one. Mm-hmm. You want to know all of them?
No.
Okay,
I'm
thank
good.
You.
All right. I'm good with John Legend and Whoopi Goldberg.
All right, so another win is, though, for MJ the Musical, by the way. And have you seen that yet?
I have not seen MJ the Musical.
Well, Miles Frost won for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical. And he did an amazing job as Michael Jackson. So if you ever have a chance to go see that on Broadway, highly recommend it. You have the time of your life. You should bring the kids and everything. Also, Best Performance by an Actress in a Featured Role in a Play is Felicia Rashad for Skeleton Crew. So congratulations to them.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about 31 people with ties to a white nationalist group were arrested, and that's because they were planning to riot near a pride parade in Idaho.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. Have you taken a closer look at the General Insurance yet? Switch to the General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date,
Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Some restrictions apply. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight, game 5 of the finals, Warriors-Boston. Of course, the series is tied 2-2. Happens tonight, 9 p.m., and they are playing in the Bay. So, should be a great game. What else you got, Yeezy?
All right. Well, let's talk about these 31 people with ties to a white nationalist group were arrested for conspiracy to riot. This was near a pride parade that was happening in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Now, police received an alarm 911 call, and they believe these 31 men are affiliated with the white nationalist group Patriot Front. They allegedly had plans to riot that pride event Saturday. The large group, they were seen piling into a U-Haul at a hotel. They had riot gear, and they were later pulled over and arrested. And so that's great for the person that called 911, for law enforcement agencies who were present, who responded throughout the day. The North Idaho Pride Alliance, which organized the event, released a statement. They said, as a small community nonprofit, North Idaho Pride Alliance is taking a much-needed day of rest after successfully organizing a momentous, joyful, and safe Pride in the Park community celebration under the most challenging of circumstances. And so here is what Police Chief Lee had to say about the white nationalist arrest.
It is clear to us, based on the gear that the individuals had all with them, the stuff they had in the possession and in the U-Haul with them, along with paperwork that was seized from them, that they came to riot downtown.
I love the fact that they caught them gentlemen. I mean, somebody called 911, of course, but you see 30 white men with khakis and uniform style, hats, face covered up, hopping in the back of a U-Haul? Yes, call 911. Absolutely positive. I'm calling 911 immediately. Either I'm feeling like they're pledging or something, or they're about to F-ish up. So, yes, I'm calling 911.
Yeah, they said they were all dressed like a little army. They had on khaki pants, blue shirts. They had hats with plastic inside them. They also were equipped with shields, shin guards, other riot gear, along with papers that they described as similar to an operations plan that a police or military group would put together for an event. They found at least one smoke grenade as well. And members of the Patriot Front believe that their white ancestors conquered America and bequeathed it to them, according to the Anti-Defamation League.
But khaki pants and blue polos, don't that just sound weird?
Like they work at Blockbuster.
Yeah, right? Like khaki pants and blue. All right, whatever works, man. But I'm glad we got them off the streets.
All right, and let's talk about this bipartisan gun deal. A bipartisan group of senators have unveiled an agreement for gun safety legislation. So this is a forthcoming package of reforms to address one of the hugest things that are happening here in the United States. Now, they do have to sort out some of the framework of how the legislation will be written. But the big deal is that this does have the support of 10 Republican senators, which would give the proposal enough support to overcome the Senate filibuster. This is legislation they've been trying to pass for over 30 years, and it definitely does not have everything that they would want in these bills. But it is, I would say, a start, right? And it also shows how public pressure, in spite of the Republicans getting so much support from the NRA, public pressure can get things done. So some of the things include red flag laws, which would keep guns out of the hands of people who pose a threat to themselves or others, mental health and telehealth investment, closing the boyfriend loophole, which means that it used to be that a person who's if you're married or you live with somebody or had a child with a partner, if you get convicted of abusing, you're blocked from having a gun. But now if you're in a serious relationship and convicted of domestic violence, you would no longer be eligible to own a gun. Enhanced review process for buyers under 21. Also, this has to do with licensed firearm dealers, clarifying the definition of what a federally licensed firearm dealer is, school security resources. Now, some things that are not in the bill, expanded background checks. So that would doesn't include a provision that would expand background checks for all firearm sales or transfers in the country. They're not required right now for gun sales and transfers by unlicensed and private sellers. There's no assault weapons ban. There's no higher minimum age of purchase. So it's not going to go from 18 to 21. So those are some of the things that are not included in this new legislation that should pass.
Right. I hope it does pass. And I mean, we have to do something. We have to change something. I remember going to Hampton University, and I think I was a junior or a senior, and I turned 21. And the first thing I did was I bought me a 9mm. I bought me a Glock. Now, was I mentally prepared to have a gun and really know the consequences of having a gun and owning a gun? No.
You're still not.
No, I am now. But back then, no. There was no way in hell. I was a 21-year-old kid.
You're kind of a hothead, though, still.
I'm not a hothead anymore. But back then, I was definitely a hothead. I was definitely a hothead, and should I have owned a gun back then? No. Like you said, I was a hothead. If there was a situation, anything going on, I could have used that gun, and I could be in jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm 21 of age doesn't mean I should be able to own a firearm and know what that firearm does. And when I bought the firearm, there was no instructions. There was nothing telling me, oh, you can use the gun on this, or self-defense, or this, that, and the other. No, you 21, you go in there, you show your license. Here, sir, here's your gun. Here's some ammunition. Have a nice day. I don't think that's responsible.
Well, here's what Chuck Schumer had to say about this gun legislation.
I am particularly, particularly pleased that for the first time in close to 30 years, Congress seems ready to reject the vice-like grip that the NRA has had on the Congress and move forward to meaningful gun legislation.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. And then also, you got to think, you have all these different places spewing hate. And now you give a kid that's receiving all this hate a gun at 21?
Some kid that's watching Alex Jones on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was watching that special on CNN. I mean, I don't know what is wrong with people.
My goodness.
That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about the court using lyrics and songs against, evidence against people when they go to court. Let's talk about that. Over the weekend, Meek Mill was performing at a concert, and he, you know, talked about supporting Gunna and Thug.
If you know me, if you've been following me in music, I come from the same hoods that you come from. I rap about the same that Slime and Gunna don't rap about. So basically, if we charging people for their crimes, I'm basically guilty of everything they talked about, because I talk about the same things. I want to say support Young Thug, support YSL, support Gunna. Write them guys, make sure you hit the officials, your governments, whoever's in control in your town, and fight for people like us. People like us that fight for you guys, black art, protect black art, because now they're using our lyrics against us. And taking that into a courtroom, and this is the way that we found the way to feed our family and make millions.
All right, well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Should the court be able to use a rapper's lyrics and songs as evidence against them? I'm torn about this.
Yeah, it's an ongoing conversation.
I'm very torn.
You know, they have this rap music on trial bill they're trying to pass in New York. And they have like Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Big Sean, right. Robin Thicke, Killer Mike. All these people are among artists who have signed on in an effort to change that law that would prevent rap lyrics from being used as evidence in criminal trials. And there's senators that are behind that because it's supposed to be art.
Correct.
But then you might have some cases, and I know you're about to talk about it when we come back, where you're like, I mean,
yes, a Houston rapper over the weekend.
You did rap about exactly what you just did.
A Houston rapper over the weekend, he rapped about his songs about robbing ATMs. He got arrested over the weekend for what? Robbing an ATM. And he's done it allegedly numerous times.
Probably shouldn't rap about it.
Probably not. So when you get locked up, I'm not supposed to use that? I don't know, so I'm kind of torn. Let's talk about it. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Angela who?
I said Angela Yee.
You said E.
I said Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We're asking, should the court be able to use a rapper's lyrics or song as evidence against him? I was saying earlier, I'm torn with this, right? Now, I looked at Young Thug's case, and I seen the prosecutor, and the prosecutor, you know, quoted a Young Thug lyric when he was like, yeah, and F the judge. Now, it had nothing to do with the case, but the reason he said F the judge is because he wanted the judge to side with the prosecutor. And obviously, they did. So, in that case, I don't think that's right. But in Houston, there was a rapper that rapped about robbing ATMs.
LaDician Riley.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Out of state, Dodger Jakes, running with the Florida place. I done hit the road and got that money and by 40 states. Good enough, specializing, burglarizing, better guard your safe. Loud come, we doing the dash, but we trying to avoid the chase. Yeah. Slow down, nigga, drive right, put that bitch in cruise control. Let me know if you get tired, cause we can't let you lose control. Road running every day, the next 2 weeks we staying gone. We out here getting this money, we just praying that we make it home.
Now, he was arrested over the weekend for what, Yee?
He and a couple of his friends actually robbed an ATM technician.
Now, allegedly, they've done this numerous times. So
yes.
This is what they do, and then he rapped about it in a song. How could you not use that in court? You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I'm torn because if...
Yeah, his name is 213 Jug God, and he has a song called Make It Home, that song.
Right, because if you're going to talk about your crimes in a song and then do the crime, how could you
not? I feel like maybe if it's vague, then no. But if it's something that's like very specific, like, I don't know. It's hard to say because it has to be across the board, right? You can't say it's not cool with Young Thug, but it was cool in this situation.
I get it.
You got to figure out when it comes to laws, they're kind of across the board. So either you agree with it or you don't.
Yeah, but then, you know, like, but there's so many rappers. Like, you've heard Jay-Z talk about, you know, rapping about violence in his songs. You heard 50 do it. You heard Nas do it. You heard T.I. do it. You heard Snoop do it. You know what I mean? Does that mean we should lock him up for things against them?
Now, if they said, hey, I'm going to shoot you in the face, or maybe I did shoot you in the face and take your eye out, and you really did that, and then you rapped about it after you did it for real, and it, like, totally lines up with what happened, you know, that might be a whole nother situation than if you're vaguely saying, you know, hey, if somebody does something to me, you know, I'll shoot them.
All right.
I don't think you should be able to use that.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Vanity.
Hey, Vanity. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia. Okay, what's your thoughts, Mama?
So, I feel like if an artist is going to, like, I definitely feel like, of course, to protect Black art.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are going to take the time to rap about the crimes that you are potentially committing in your music, then that has every right to be used as evidence against you. Now, in the event that you're not doing these things, you're not out here moving drugs and, you know, toting guns and all these things, then that is a reflection of falsifying in your music, which I feel like your fans want to hear what's actually true to them. So either you're lying or you're indicting yourself. But either way it goes, like, you can't have it both ways.
Right. Either way, you either a liar or you telling on yourself, and that's not the smartest thing.
Yeah, but I feel like in hip-hop especially street rap, you know, people are talking about shooting people and this, that, and the other. If you come in my crib, I'll shoot you. Like, you talk about it. You rap about it. You hear about it. But then if a case actually happens against somebody, how do you go back and use that lyric? Because he didn't say I shot Tommy. He didn't say I shot Peter. He didn't say I shot little Sean. He didn't say none of that. You know, so it's kind of weird.
It's like a Key and Peele skit come to life.
Yeah, pretty much. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm Ski.
Ski, what up? Where you calling from?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. Now, we're asking, should the court be able to use a rapper's lyric or song as evidence against him?
Most definitely not. Only if they're going to try the person that write it or the artist that's lying on their lyrics, too.
Oh, so you're saying some rappers don't write their own lyrics, so...
Okay, so somebody else wrote it.
Yeah, I'm saying that only because I sometimes write lyrics for people and they get deep, so it's like... Do we have somebody to say, well, this person is lying or that person wrote it? You know what I'm saying?
Ski, who you writing for, Ski?
What do you mean? My brother was a rapper, R.I.P. Baker C. You know what I'm saying? We kind of did our thing. Uh-huh. But I also had this artist that I wrote for.
Okay.
We got some music out. I'm a DJ too, MV.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I hear, as Charlamagne would say, you talking Geechee. So I would say, don't box nobody in the mouth. Did I get that right?
No, we can talk mouth.
I don't know if I got that right. But 800-585-1051.
Arrest Envy.
I know, I tried. We're asking, should the court be able to use a rapper's lyric or song as evidence against them? That is the question. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. I know it now. I'm in.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about should the court be able to use a rapper's lyric or song as evidence against them? Of course, we're talking about Gunna and Thug over the weekend. Meek Mill had this to say.
I want to say support Young Thug, support YSL, support Gunna. Write them guys. Make sure you hit the officials, your governments, whoever's in control in your town, and fight for people like... us, people like us that fight for you guys, black art, protect black art, because now they using our lyrics against us and taking it into a courtroom, and this is the way that we found the way to feed our family and make millions.
Now, I told you guys, I'm torn. I am torn because, like I said, in some cases like that, the rapper from Houston that rapped about robbing ATMs and breaking into ATMs, and then he got arrested over the weekend for breaking into and robbing an ATM. And allegedly, he's done this before. So if you rap about it, I'm not supposed to use that?
And imagine if you do something to somebody, right? Commit a crime, and then you rap about it in a song, how that would affect you and your family and people hearing it if somebody really did something to you and then they had the nerve to rap about it.
Yes, and there are songs like that. There are songs that when I go to different markets, I don't play because I never know if the person's family is in the club.
And some songs
are
big
songs.
Some songs are just art. And so that is, sometimes it's just telling a story. It's like, if it's a movie about something, you know, should that person be held liable? It's just hard to say because there's no one answer, I feel like, across the board that you can say, yes, it should be, or no, it shouldn't. It's usually like a case-by-case situation.
Yeah, but you can't let the judge and the prosecutors go case-by-case because, you know, they don't understand the culture. And they're just going to try to get something done and somebody convicted. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Dupree from Omaha, Nebraska. What up, DJ Envy and Angela Yee?
What's up, Dupree? What's going on? Talk to us.
Man, first of all, I like to say free all the rappers, man. RIP to all the rappers.
All of them?
But y'all know these white people, man. They want to do anything to lock us black people up. And just like you said, DJ Envy, with the young boy rapping about hitting the ATM, you know what I mean? If he's using his rap lyrics and he's in a local area, you telling on yourself so they can use it as evidence. But as far as Young Thug and Gunna case, man, they just gonna have to get the evidence to prove that they actually did that. So
yeah, but you know, the sad part about it is we at that point now we're allowing somebody that's not from our culture to decide what they should use and what they shouldn't use, you know what I mean, which is the scary part.
But these white people always been in control. So we ain't stopping them. We just got to be careful and live and learn from what's going on. Like how McMeek said, how McNeil said in his little performance thing, you got to be careful now. You know what I mean? They did it to Young Thug and them. So it's like, just be like Lil Durk, man. Be like the OTF when Lil Durk said, this is all props, you know what I mean? So the police can't use this against you. That's how you got to do. You got to think ahead. You got to be smart.
No, you're right. Or even like Casanova, when they used his lyric and said, oh, you said you gang and this, that, and the other. And what did 50 say on that song? I am not gang. I do not gang bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, maybe the answer is stop saying that stuff in your music.
But that's what people like. That's what sells records. I guess that's what they're saying. Hello, who's this?
My name's Amanda.
Amanda, what are your thoughts, mama?
Okay, so my issue is that if we're going to charge them for using their art and their freedom of speech and their words, are we going to charge the people that make the movies that predict what's going to happen? Especially when it comes to famine, COVID, any other diseases, wars, like...
You lost
I don't know if that's about committing a crime.
I'm confused.
We're talking about the police as far as committing crimes.
If somebody wrote a movie and then committed the crime,
and did what they wrote the movie about?
Yeah, I'm sure they would lock them up, but, you know.
There have been plenty of movies like that.
Like who?
Okay, so let me give an example.
Go ahead.
In reference to what they did with COVID. What's the name of that movie that came out years ago about the girl that sneezed and everybody caught the disease and they didn't do nothing about it and they knew what was going on?
I don't think that's the same thing as COVID.
That girl didn't start COVID. If she started COVID, she should be locked up. I'm with you.
No, I'm not saying she started COVID. What I'm saying is in terms of the lack of evidence given, the lack of information given, we're not going to get the full story of what happened with them in their case.
I think that's a different situation. What they're saying is if somebody commits a crime, right, gets arrested and they want to charge you with it, that they could use your lyrics. Now, if you wrote a movie but you didn't commit the crime.
I'm with that lady. That lady wrote the movie about COVID before we knew COVID.
She should
that
be charged with starting COVID.
Yes, she should get locked up for COVID. I'm with that lady.
I don't think the lady wrote the movie. She just started it.
I'm with that lady that just called. I'm with you, mama. Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is MJ from Detroit.
MJ, what up, though?
What's going on?
I was just out there in Detroit, man. What's going on? Talk to us. What's your thoughts?
So here's my thing. I remember when Young Thug was going to an event, and they asked him what was his thoughts on the events in the black community that was taking place, you know, with the police shootings and everything else going on. And Young Thug said, I don't feel like rappers should have anything to do with that. I don't want to have nothing to do with none of that situation. So I say keep that same energy. Why is Meek Mill's politicking for him and asking for the black community to support him, and he don't care nothing about the black community? That's ridiculous.
He didn't say he didn't care about the black community. He didn't say that. They asked him a question, and he said he didn't want to speak on certain things, but... I do know Young Thug and Gunna has opened up shops to give kids school supplies. They help put people through college. They have done a lot of things for the community. So I wouldn't say he does nothing for the community. Maybe in that topic, he didn't want to speak on it because he didn't have enough information. Like a lot of times people ask you things, and if I don't have enough information,
you don't want to say the wrong thing.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, so I'm not going to say anything. So I'm not going to say Thug and Gunna do nothing for the community because I know for a fact that they have done before.
Well, I don't know about Gunner, but Young Thug, that interview rubbed me the wrong way. And then the second part is Lil Wayne told him a long time ago, real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Oh, God.
So he should
use those lyrics.
Right. Why would you tell on yourself in a rap song? I mean, that's just foolishness.
I know Lil Wayne probably done beat up and shot some people in his song, too. So you can't use Lil Wayne as an example either. Jay has done, Meek has done, 50 has done.
Over here snitching, Envy?
No, I'm saying they haven't really done it.
Are you trying to tell the cops to go listen to these man's lyrics?
Drake has even done it.
Are you snitching on Drake? Let's move on. Envy over here snitching. We got to keep it moving.
Oh, my goodness. What's the moral of the story?
Man, don't do nothing in front of Envy.
Yo, shut up, man. Yo, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, Justin Bieber, he was supposed to be on tour, but he's had to cancel his next shows. And we'll tell you what's going on with him. Really unfortunate situation. We'll tell you the syndrome that he has that is preventing him from touring.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and
process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.